following the shock resignation of not only Premier Gladys Berejiklian, but now also Transport Minister Andrew Constance and Deputy Premier John Barilaro over the weekend, the New South Wales Liberals met this morning to select a new leader. Reports that Treasurer Dominic Perrottet was the front runner in a deal that gave the deputy job to Stuart Ayres and the Treasury portfolio to moderate faction leader Matt Keane turned out to be true, with the leadership going emphatically to Perrottet, 39 votes to Planning Minister Rob Stokes's 5. I asked University of Sydney senior lecturer in politics, Dr. Stuart Jackson, why Stokes insisted that a vote be held given he had little chance of winning.
I think he believes that, yes, there should be a ballot rather than just a procession. Two, he possibly wanted to see what sort of level of support that he could actually demonstrate. And three, I mean, if it goes this way, then, of course, it's very clear that Perrottet is the leader and there'll be no murmurings over the next 18 months about him.
Although Dominic Perrottet says he won't be making any major ministerial changes, with the John Barilaro and Andrew Constance resignations, there's going to have to be significant changes, isn't there?
Well, there will be, but at this point you could actually just reshuffle around the people you have, keeping in mind that, of course, the new leader of the Nationals, whether it's Toole or whether it's Pavey, will also pick up portfolios. So you will be able to do a little bit of reshuffling, but would you necessarily want a major reshuffle at this point? Probably not. You've got to have the by-elections. You'll want to see the fallout from that. You'll want to find out who's going to be in those seats. It may well be that there's some very good performers. You might want to say, let's bring them straight into the cabinet.
Well, John Sidoti, the member for Des Moines, had a bit of a meltdown at ICAC just at the end of last week, which got swamped with a lot of other significant reporting, but there could be a by-election in the seat of Des Moines as well. Could the government lose government on by-elections?
It could, although it's actually unlikely that it will. The reason is relatively straightforward. Unless it loses all the by-elections to Labor, Labor won't have the required seats to govern. The problem for both Labor and the Coalition is the presence of three Greens, three shooters, and a couple of independents, you know, Greg Piper and Joe McGirr. So there's a block of crossbench that either side would have to get on board to be able to, you know, govern effectively. If they hold on to Willoughby and, say, Monaro, losing two seats is not good for a government. In fact, it looks quite bad. But they could hang on to government as minority with the support of, well, Ward, McGirr, Piper, and the Shooters and Fishers.
And what about Alex Greenwich?
Alex Greenwich is, well, would he support Dominic Perrottet, given Perrottet's background, Perrottet's statements on same-sex marriage and abortion? It's unlikely that Alex Greenwich would actually support a Perrottet-led government.
He's got a vote coming up on voluntary assisted dying too. So is that going to go ahead, do you think?
I think it'll go ahead. Perrottet said that he would look for a conscience vote on that. The assisted dying legislation will certainly come up for a vote. Whether it passes or not will really depend on the way the conscience votes fall. Now, sections of the Liberal Party, but also sections of the Labor Party, are not interested in this kind of bill, while other sections certainly are. So that'll be interesting to see if it actually goes through.
And what are the sort of big changes we're likely to see as with Perrottet as Premier?
I think the first thing we'll see is, well, we'll come to October the 11th in terms of the COVID freedom days or the relaxation of COVID restrictions. But after that, I think the roadmap might be revisited. I think we might see a much faster release from whether it's LGAs of concern, whether it's mask wearing or whatever. He's always been a let it rip kind of guy. Certainly he's made that clear early on. Stokes made a point of difference around that in saying, you know, I am a person who will stick like glue to Berejiklian's roadmap. I think Perrottet will be more in line perhaps with Morrison in saying open up the state, and we will see the consequence of that.
And I think of that next election, could Chris Minns have planned a better lead-up to this election?
Well, he still has to win it. He still has to show that it's not the McDonald, Tripodi, not Yemma, but...
I think Obeid is the person you're thinking of.
Obeid, yes. Indeed it is. How could one forget? I do think he needs to show that they are different. He is a different person from that. He is a slightly better performer, it seems, than Jody Mackay. I think he's got a chance. I mean, they're sitting, what, on 34 seats, 36 seats. He's got to win 9 seats. That's a fairly tall order, but, of course, these by-elections might give him a chance to narrow the gap.
Well, with so much riding on the cross bench, what do you think they're likely to want?
The one thing that we're unlikely to get is a new election, because neither... none of the independents will want to go to an election yet. Certainly the Shooters and Fishers and McGurr and Piper will want to keep the government running, you know, moderately or reasonably. They will have their own desires upon it, but we may have an interesting time ahead.
Dr. Stuart Jackson, Senior Lecturer in Politics at the University of Sydney, speaking with me there.